Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Toldos, Tavshin Pei. Learning should be in Schus, Nishmas, Baksuber, Venasan, Daniel, Sarbas, Eliezer, Sarlevi, Fush, Shlema, for Yitzhak Baruch, and Rachel Yehudis, who's having knee surgery tomorrow, Shasiat Deshmaya, and for Fush, Shlema, Biyaman Simcha, Ben and Dinaminio, Sparlevi, Chaimash. The first idea comes to us from the Oiv Yisrael, the Abd Rebbe. Chav Hei, Chav Beis, the Pazik says, Vaytotu Abana Vekirba. And the children quarreled inside of her. Atomer in Cain, lama ze anoichi v'teilech lidros Hashem. And Rivka said, "If this is the case, why am I in the so?" And she went to go seek out the Ribbono Shel Olam. But says the Oiv Yisrael, "What's the Atomer in Cain, lama ze anoichi? What's the deeper idea to those words?" Says the Oiv Yisrael, "Beautiful idea." The Apter Rebbe, he says, "Lama ze anoichi means that at the end of the day, I know that my family, I have a love on, and there's a besua. Why did my child get my traits? Why didn't they get the traits of the Ovid, right? You know, Rashi famously says that every single time they passed by, she passed by the Beis Avodah, they kicked, they passed by the Beis Avodah, they kicked. But why, she's saying at the end of the day, why is this baby getting the traits of my family? L'mazeh anochi. Why is the baby getting the traits of my family? Anochi. That's what he picks up on. And not the family, and not from Mitzad Aviv HaTzadik, not from the father. And I thought this very much connected to an idea that I heard from my Ramor Da'asra, Rabbi Goldberg Shlita, a few weeks ago. In Parshas Va'era, you know that Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Pakar is Sarah. The pasuk says in Parshas Va'era, Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers Sarah, and Rashi says Mikon Shama Mispal Chaverav Hu Tzarach Lo Sodaver Hu Nela Tchila. If you need something and your friend needs something, you daven for them sincerely first. You also get answered. We know that Rashi tells us in the opening Rashi in this week's Parsha, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram Holidus Yitzchak. Why does the pasuk tell us? Rashi says because some people say that after Sarah was with Avimelech, that's only when she gave birth. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that Avraham, that Yitzhak would make sure to be able to look like Avraham. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, a beautiful insight. He says that at the end of the day, Avraham davens for Avimelech to have a refuah shlema, but Avimelech didn't have Avimelech's refuah wasn't to have children. Avimelech's refuah was just that he should be okay. Says the Rebbe Rabbanim, no. What happened was Avimelech also became barren. And even though it came at Avram Avinu's expense, Avram Avinu not only davened for himself and Sarah to have children, but he knew that at the end of the day, he also davened for Avimelech. And even if it would become as a result of people might thinking in the marketplace that Avimelech was with Sarah, that at the end of the day, he's still davened for his friend. He's still davened for Avimelech. At the end of the day, that's what true, sincere caring is, to put yourself truly caring about someone else. And I think this idea very much connects to Oiv Yisrael. That at the end of the day, we each give our children their physical traits, but we also give them their spiritual traits. And that's exactly what it says over here about Oiv Yisrael, Lama Zeh Anochi, and Avram, Be'ela told us, Yitzchak, Avram, Holy, Yitzchak, Ben Avram, Holy, this is a beautiful idea. Making sure that not only we give ourselves, our children, the physical traits, but give them the spiritual traits as well. But I thought it was such a beautiful idea to connect the Rebbe Rabbonim and Oiv Yisrael. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Nisnach Moshe, Perchafei, Pasuk Chavches. Yehav Yitzchak is Esav ki tzayid b'piv. Yitzchak loves Esav because he was quick with his mouth. Rivka heves is Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. Says the Yismach Moshe, why is it that the Torah gives a reason for Yitzchak's loving Esav, but the Torah does not record a reason for Rivka's loving Yaakov? Why is it, says the Yismach Moshe, that Yitzchak gives the Torah gives a reason for yet he loved Esav, but does not give a reason for Yaakov, Rivka loving Yaakov? And says the Rebbe. Yismach Moshe, beautiful insight. We know the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos, Perkei, Mishnah Tezvav, Avet Shi Tuli B'Dover, an Ava that's not Tuli B'Dover, and that's not depending on something, that Ava lasts forever. But an Ava that is dependent on something, then that does last forever. Yitzchak's love for Esav was only for a certain reason. But as soon as that thing is done, it's over. But Rivka Ohevet Es Yaakov, Blitam, Ainet Tuli B'Dover. And that's why he was Kiyosh or Baruch Al Yodah. That's exactly why Yaakov got the bracha. At the end of the day, we get Rivka's love for Yaakov wasn't depending on anything. He connects the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us that when there's true love somewhere, it's not depending on something. It's something that's eternal, something forever. This reminds me of an idea from Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman likes to quote the Gemara in Shoshana, Dav Lamed Vav, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, Rabbi Yehuda says, only do Ratzon Hashem. If we don't do Ratzon Hashem, we're avadim. Rabbi Meir says, kach nikach nik rabbanim. Either way, we do Ratzon Hashem, we always have the love to the Rabban Hashem. It's a havash to ena to leave a dover. And the rest of the Rashba says in the Tshuva Kuf Tzadi, the Rashba writes the halacha. The halacha, usually passing like machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Meir, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir. The Kubiner Rebbe says, Rabbeinu, it's a mitzvah of farsum this Rashba. The Rabbonishim's love for us is a hava she'ena tului b'davar. It's forever and ever, no matter what, we have that eternal connection to the Rabbonishim, just like Rivka has this eternal connection to Yaakov. There's no reason given to her, says the Yisnach Moshe, to show you that love is forever. Just like Rivka's love to Yaakov is forever, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is forever as well. Beautiful insight, Yisnach Moshe. And from the Rav Biderman, Radashba, the Gemara of the Rashba, and the Kubiner Rebbe, moving on to Din number 3. The end of three comes to us from the Bar Maim Chaim, the last pasuk in Sheni. A Yizra Yitzchak ba'aretz ahi chavav yurbeiz ha'yimsa bashana ahi mea sha'arim ba'yvarcheyo Hashem. Right, Yitzchak goes to the plants where they're already dug up and everything Avimelech, the whole thing of Avimelech, so no one should touch them. Yitzchak plants and there's all these gates and Kadosh Baruch Hu blessings, a tremendous, tremendous siyad d'shmai, and Yitzchak has a lot of siyad d'shmai over there. Says the Bar Maim Chaim, why does it say Vayavarcheo Hashem and not Elokim? Because we know that Hashem Yudke Vavke is Rachamim, and not Elokim is Dim. Says the Rebbeinu Shom, the Bermaim Chaim, that the bracha here was coming Lamala Midar Chateva. In Midar Chateva, naturally, everyone was trying to build to plant over there. Everyone was trying to build, but it didn't work. Only until you came to Rebbeinu Shom's the Hava, the Lamala Midatevaness. At the end of the day, it wasn't supposed to happen. But the Malan and Teva with Yitzchak Avinu with Siat Dishmai, the Rebbeinu Shem, Yitzchak putting the Bitachon into the Rebbeinu Shem, that exactly brought the Siat Dishmai. This reminds me of a vort of the Malbim. The Malbim says, I'm teaching Kiddushim to my seventh grade girls now, and the Kiddushim to you, Kiddush Ani. The Malbim says, if we go out of our way to be Kiddush to the Rebbeinu Shem goes out of his way to be Kaddish to us. What does that mean? It says if we go out of our way to be spiritual people, if we go out of our way to be Ruchnistika people, to go above the physical world, then the Rebbeinu Shem goes up the physical world as well, right? So he said this word about the Ish Kodesh, right? When the Kalev wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and he says, Alonala, what's Alonala? He's talking to people who are scared of the giants. Alonala means stop thinking rationally, logically. Alonala, we could do it. Stop thinking with your head and your logic and your rational. At the end of the day, Lamalam and Atav, the Rebbeinu Shem could do anything he wants. That's what the Ish Kodesh says in Parsha Shalach, a beautiful insight. But that's exactly what it says over here. Vayivarcheyo Hashem. Naturally, those fields were not supposed to be, but the Rebbeinu Shem wrote in his mercy, he went Lamalam and Atav, a beautiful insight, the Berimayim, Chaim, and the Malbim, and the Ish Kodesh, moving on to Adin number 4. Adin number 4 comes to us from the Rapshat to Rebbe, the Chusikin Alino Zer Kodesh, Chav Zayin Yud Beis. Ula Yumusheni Avi, those famous words that Yaakov says to Rivka, what happens if my father touches me? And he'll curse me, he won't give me a blessing. In the past we've said the word from Ula Yumusheni Avi from the Gra, but here we're going to focus on the Choza, the Zerah Kodesh quoting from the Choza. He says, Ula Yumusheni Avi, my father sees my internal as my panemius. The Avi here doesn't refer to just Yitzchak feeling him, but it also refers to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ula Yumusheni Avi. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shem will see my Maisav. Like he quotes the year, the Gemara in Erevin, Yugidim al Mebez. Yimayish Besh Maisav. Yifayish Besh Maisav. Right? Says the Rebbe Roblin, Afil B'Maisim Tovim. That the Rebbeinu Shem is going to see that Afil Yimayishini Avi, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to look into my internalist. He's going to look into my panemius and see that I'm doing things for the wrong reasons. And says the Zerah Kodesh, how important is it for us to be able to make sure that our Maisim Tovim, that the Rebbeinu Shem could see Ulay Mashini Avi. The Rebbeinu Shem knows our inner actions. It's good to be able to walk the walk, but how much to feel the Avodas Hashem, to be in it for the right reasons, Lashem Shemayim. Shemayim, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed Aleph, to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shem, to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shem just for Lashem Shemayim. When we have Achila and Shtia and Shchiva Alicha, Yeshiva, everything with Yudhei, everything with the Rebbeinu Shem in mind. Ulayim Mishini Avi, right? Sometimes we're so focused on the tshuva for our Averus, but what about the tshuva for our Maisim Tovim? Rabbi Nachman talks about this all the time. What about tshuva for our Maisim Tovim? Ulayim Mishini Avi, Yumusheni comes on the word Yimashmish, that Rebbeinu Shem could feel our if we're Lashem Shemaim or not. And that's exactly what Yaakov Avinu was saying on a deeper level. Ulayim Mishini Avi means maybe a Kodesh Baruch Hu seeing that I'm not fully, he'll look into my internal essence, that I'm doing something wrong over here. How important is it for us, says the Zerah Kodesh quoting from the Chayzot, that when we work on Amas and time, we're all in, we're L'Shem Shemaim, beautiful idea from the Zerah Kodesh and the Shulchan Aruch. Moving on to idea number 5. The idea number 5 comes to us from the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, the Digel Machane Ephraim. So what happens? Esav comes in and he sees that his brother tricked him. Yaakov. Now I know why he's called Yaakov. He tricked me twice. Is Baruchosi Lakach, he took my Bechor, the firstborn, and he Atta Lakach Berchosi, now took my Bracha. Right? Do you have any Bracha for me left, Daddy? And if you look at the Unklus, Unklus translates by Yagveni is Chakmeni, Chakmoni, that he was wise. Like Menachem Farim says, a beautiful idea. He says, we know that the Osios of Bechor, the Osios of Bechor is the same Osios of Baruch. Because when Yaakov took the Bechor, and he sold, not took, but when he sold, when Esav sold him to the Bechor, he also sold him the Bracha. When Yaakov, Esav saying, when Yaakov took and he stole, and I sold the firstbornship, at the end of the day, he also took the Bracha as well. He took the Chachma for me. I couldn't take it. Because Baruch and Bechor are the same words. Right? What's twice? By the sale? And also right over here, because of firstborn is Bechor, is the same lashon of same words as Baruch. This reminds me of a Torah from Yechiel Mechaz Lachov. He says that bracha, every time we make a bracha, we bring down to brecha. What's a brecha in Hebrew? It's a fountain. It's a wellspring. Anytime we make a bracha, we bring shefa into our world. We bring tremendous treasures into our world. And that's exactly, even Esav knew, as soon as he sold him the Bechor, He didn't have the kach to be able to get the bracha. Because a bracha means you make yourself a receptacle to bring down a hashpa, to bring down bracha, and to bring down blessings and good things in your life. A beautiful insight from Degel Machan Ephraim, Michal Michal Zlachov. Let's just review these five ideas. You start off with the Torah from the Oyv. You start, Lama Zanochi. Rivka wasn't just saying, why am I alive? But Lama Zanochi, why is a child coming from my side of the family? What about my husband, Sadik? What about Avram and Sarah? Why is he kicking by the base of Avodah Zarah from Lavan and Besuah? What about my holy husband? And this is exactly the word that Rabbi Goldberg said from early on in Vayera, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really in the first Rashi, and told us as well, Avram specifically davens for Avimelech, because he wanted to make sure that Avimelech would also have a refuah, even if it came at the expense of people saying that maybe the Avimelech, that Sarah got impregnated by Avimelech. And at the end of the day, that's why the pasuk says, the opening pasuk to our parsha, Eli tells Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram olid es Yitzchak. Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. But Rabbi Gober quoted the Torah from Rebbe Rabbonim, says that even if Avram Avinu did down for Avimelech, even though it would make people cause to think that he was the one who fathered Yitzchak, Avram still daven. But at the end of the day, he down for Avimelech. And each and every one of us, not only we have to make sure we give over our physical chase to our children, but we have to understand that we give over our midos, we give over the love of Torah, either whether in this world or before they're in this world, we give over the spiritual DNA to them. The second idea was said from Yitzchak Moshe, why does the Torah give a reason for Yitzchak loving Esav, not give it the reason for Rivka loving Yaakov? Because the Mishnah says, Avash she'ena tuli b'davar is ena b'tali olam. Avash tuli b'davar, and a love that is dependent upon something, when the thing is gone, then the Avah is not there. But Rivka's love for Yaakov is forever. And that's exactly the love that Rabbi Biderman says, that we have the love for the Rabbonu Shem, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Machlok Sir Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, usually we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but here we pass like Rabbi Meir, Bekach, Lekach, Nuk Rabbanah, and the Rashba says we pass like Rabbi Meir. And the Korban Rabbi said, it's a mitzvah of the farce of this Rashba, just like Rivka will forever love Yaakov, and there's no reason, so too the Rabbonu Shem always love for us. We have to remember that the Rabbonu Shem always loves us. The Chav Vav Beis, the Bermai Mechayim, that Yitzchak plants, even when a place where there wasn't planted, by Yavarcheo Hashem, Midas Harachanim. Because at the end of the day, there's no alakecha. There's only could be mercy there. Only Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. That's what brought the tremendous blessing in the Mea Sharm, the hundred gates of Bracha to Yitzhak's life. But when we go above and above, then the Rabbon Hashem goes above and beyond. It says about Na'adim and Kedoshim to you. You should be Kadosh because I'm Kadosh. But if you go above the physical, then you go above the spiritual. And you're not into the logic and rational of this world and that world. You're not another Bereshus HaTorah like the Rabban says. You're Mekadosh yourself, then I'm Mekadosh myself as well. I go above the world. I go above the reason and the logic and the rational. That's exactly what the Ish Kodesh says by Kalev Olanala. We have to do our part. Go a little, make a little effort that Rabbanu Shem would go above in his part. The Zera Kodesh, the fourth idea, Ulai Mushani Avi, Yaakov says, maybe my father's going to touch me, but says the Zera Kodesh from his Rebbe, the Chosid of Ublin, Kukon and the Gemara in Eirin, you give him a base. Ulai Mushani Avi, your Mushani comes on board, you mash Mamaisev. That the Rabbanu Shem is going to see a little shmek, he's going to see me, that my actions maybe aren't so real, they're not sincere and genuine. And how important Zera Kodesh says to be able to make sure that our Maisim Tovim, not only do you tshuva for our Ives, but we do Maisim, we do tshuva for our make sure that we do tshuva for our ma'asim tovim as well, for our mitzvahs, that we're fully in l'shem shemaim, as the Shulchan Aruch says, some in Reish Laman Aleph, that everything we do has to be l'shem shemaim, our chila, shetzia, yeshiva, halicha, everything with yudha, to have it abonish on our mind. And finally, the fifth and final idea from Degomach and Ephraim, it says that by Yagvini Zeh Pamaim, that they tricked him twice, and the Unkula says, v'chakmoni, by Yagvini Zeh Lashon Chakmoni, he had the wisdom, because it says Degomach Ephraim, Bechor, is also in the words of the letters of Baruch. Because Yaakov, Esau sold the Bechor rights to Yaakov, he also got the Koich of Bracha. He also got the Koich of Bracha to be able to receive the Bracha. And that's exactly what Rabbi Chil Ibn Chavzach says, Bracha comes from the word of Brecha. It's a fountain, it's a wellspring. When a person makes a blessing in his life, you are a blessing, you're a receptacle of Kiddush Hashem, you make a Bracha in your life, and the Rabban Shalom brings down tremendous shefa. We should be zochav Ez Hashem to always care and really understand. We give over our spiritual DNA just like we give our physical DNA to our kids, to our students, to our families. Be able to understand the Rabban Shalom's ahava for us is she'ein etuli b'davar. And if Hashem's love for us is she'ein etuli b'davar, our ahava has to be to our children, to our students, to every Jew. It should be ahava she'ein etuli b'davar. To go l'malam in etuli for us, and the Rabban Shalom will go l'malam in etuli for us. If we go l'malam in etuli, the Rabban Shalom will go l'malam in etuli, to be all in for all our actions, to be all in for our ma'asim tovim, all in for our mitzvahs, all in for our avodas Hashem. And to understand that every time we make a bracha, any time we live as a bracha, we bring down tremendous sheva for us and our families, Bez Hashem Yisparach. And now as we go into the month of Kislev, we should be zochet to Bez Hashem to have a tremendous light of bracha in all our entire lives, Bez Hashem Yisparach, to have a siyat d'shmaya, and only bracha and hashpah, tovus, shkoich.